American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. At least 82 people are dead and 11 are still missing from the catastrophic flooding in Texas last week. The missing are campers at a Christian summer camp for girls. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We will remain 100% dedicated, searching for every single one of the children who were at Camp Mystic, as well as anybody else in the entire riverbed.
Callie McAlary was one of those campers, and she wasn't sure if she would make it out.
I put on my name tag because I was scared that if water's coming out next to our other cabins, that our cabin might be next. And I just put it on just for safekeeping, saying if something does happen and I do get swept away, at least I'll have my name on my body.
Texas resident Brandon Herrera was one of the first to arrive to help with rescues.
It was shocking to see there's cars and trees. It's hard to believe just how violent the water is. I've seen floods before. I've never seen anything quite like this. I mean, the amount of force behind rushing water, it's breaking trees like toothpicks. It's got Connex containers up in trees. It's kind of insane, the devastation.
And Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller says the flooding devastated farms and ranches and livestock.
Well, we've lost hundreds of miles of fencing, you know, barns, all kinds of buildings, structures. We found the livestock, cattle in the tops of trees, but it's very devastating. To try to put this in perspective, within a 24-hour period, there was enough water came down the Guadalupe River through Kerrville that would equal the water going through Niagara Falls in a month and a half.
President Trump confirming the deadline August 1st for countries to reach tariff deals or face hikes reverting back to those April rates.
Sending letters out on Monday having to do with the trade deals. It could be 12, maybe 15. Some will go out on Tuesday and Wednesday, and we've made deals also, so we're going to have a combination of letters, and some deals have been made.
Police are investigating a mass shooting in Philadelphia that left at least 3 people dead and 10 injured early this morning. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says children were among the injured.
Around 12:56, officers hear gunshots. They respond to the location. We have about 13 individuals who were shot, of which 3 have been pronounced.
A conservative activist believes the positive effects of the One Big Beautiful Bill will help Republicans maintain control of Congress next year.
On Friday, President Trump celebrated Independence Day by signing the One Big Beautiful Bill into law. House Republicans pushed the president's landmark legislation across the finish line Thursday by a 218-214 vote, with 2 Republicans joining all Democrats in opposition. The bill will give $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and spending cuts to the American people. Robert Knight is a columnist for the Washington Times.
This is a huge victory for President Trump on many levels. It does more to secure the border. It preserves the 2017 tax cuts. It has work requirements for Medicaid, kicks illegal aliens off Medicaid. It does a lot of things that Americans have hoped would happen after President Trump was elected and got a Republican Congress. The one thing it really doesn't do is address the growing federal deficit, and that's why some conservatives were reluctant to support it. But it does so many good things, and the left was in lockstep against it, that tells you that it had to be done.
And Knight says it should help Republicans heading into next year's midterms.
Historically, the opposition party gained seats, and that is true in most eras, but we're in a different time now. And I think the Biden presidency was such a disaster for this country, and the Trump presidency has succeeded in so many ways that if the Republican Party links the successful policies of President Trump to the congressmen and senators who are on the ballot, Republicans should do very well. I think that's going to happen.
I'm Chad Groening.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.